Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here for the Real Housewives of New York After Show. We finally had the episode, the election episode, and Ramona's 60th birthday. So much to discuss. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's the 50s dancers.
Yes, right?
Yes.
Ramona cried, but it's good tears.
It was tears of joy.
Yes. As the elevator almost shut on her in the most awkward situation ever. Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. Who am I with tonight, starting from my right?
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Serlina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Serlina and check out my website, thomaserlina.com.
Hey guys, it's Lindsay. I'm back from New York. It was everything I dreamed it to be and more. I loved it. Can't wait to like talk about this episode and even catch up on last week's episode. I'm Lindsay. You guys can tweet me on all things social media at Lindsay Wagner.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, on social media. They're all the same. It's all at Megan Stecker. And hello again.
And we have some special guests tonight visiting us from Podcast One, our family Podcast One. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Your camera's right over there.
Yeah, hi there. I'm Garrett Smith.
I'm Amy Seidel.
And I think most important of all is they are huge fans of the New York Housewives. So they didn't see tonight's episode. You know, we're always upfront about things. But, so, you know, you guys are going to be spoiled, unfortunately. But we love to turn to you guys and ask you guys just questions about them in general, since you guys watch every episode and you love them.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. If you don't mind,
might
turn to you a couple times. Okay. Overall thoughts tonight? How did you think? Were you guys disappointed at all? I'm going to just say straight up, I was with the election party. I was disappointed.
Oh.
I was waiting for this, like, big, crazy, dramatic party to happen with the election party that I just felt like they were anticipating. They were building it up, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, Dorinda walks out, and, like, Carol maybe sheds half a tear. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. I think they all knew what was coming, and since they were all hoping for the Hillary win, better than crying or making a scene about it, better to just leave. And I think.
But is it as entertaining?
It's not as entertaining, of course not. But I mean, if they were going to make a scene about it and be upset about it later on, it was probably best for them to leave. They knew where it was going.
I thought it was edited a little strangely, because it seemed like it was really jumpy at the very end of the party when Carol was leaving, and I think that she was probably a lot more emotional, and they cut it out, and then they showed the emotion the next morning, which was strange to me. I think, like, you know, balancing the heaviness of the her disappointment with the election was probably great with Ramona being so excited at her party. So it would have been some good dramatic highs and lows if they would have left it in there. I was a little confused about the editing of that.
But yeah, why anticipate? Why build it up? Yeah. If they already knew the episode wasn't going to have that boom moment, why build it up so much? Why not pick another story? Something else. Could have been anything else. There's so many things going on. Tinsley and Sonia. I just felt like it was just kind of a...
Yeah, I felt like it was lacking a little bit. I agree with the panel. I think everybody was expecting this big moment. I mean, I think because she felt emotional about the night that they just cut it out. But I think it would have been best to keep it in there because it would have been, like, more relatable for people to see how people were feeling, and kind of the play-by-play was very quick. Mm-hmm. So I think it left viewers wanting more.
Yeah. Agreed. Sorry, guys. I hope you enjoy it. No, but it all made up. When we get to Ramona's birthday,
Ramona's party made up for the episode.
Totally made up for it. So it starts off a little slow tonight. Carol's talking about politics in the car with her mom. Did we ever meet her mom before? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Helen made her debut tonight.
She made her debut. They popped her New York cherry. I hope we see her again. She's really cute. Really sweet. But the two of them were driving, and then they go, and I think they have, like, lunch or something, or brunch, I don't know, they were eating something, eating or drinking, and they were just talking about why she loves politics so much, and Carol mentioned something interesting. She was like, well, the relationship with the Kennedys has nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. Did you guys prior to that ever think about that and think that that was a reason why?
I didn't. No. I kind of, with her journalism background, she's a news junkie. So yeah. I always thought she was into it because of that. I wasn't considering her husband who had passed. But I did think it was hilarious in that they were supposed to be canvassing the neighborhood. And Pennsylvania is very rural besides Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. So I was surprised at her choice of, like, a Cookie Monster type hoodie to go canvas. It just was so, like, the Upper East Side woman with a strange fashion sense goes canvassing the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. And it was just random to me. I was like, that was a bad choice because people... It lends itself to that whole, like, coastal elites are out of touch thing that was happening with...
Yeah.
Which she even brought up about shopping with Ramona.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So I was like, ooh, that outfit was not a good choice to go, you know, canvas in a neighborhood full of, like, your regular, everyday, hard work, middle class people.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I mean, also with, like, 15 cameras for the Real Housewives of Bravo crew. I mean, that's probably not going to help either, but.
It's a little overwhelming.
True. So that was my issue with the whole thing.
Okay, well, I love that. You always have such a great perspective on things. Lindsay, did you, have anything you want to say about this?
No.
Okay, great. On to the next one. So, this was interesting. She told her mom that they're just checking up, her and Adam. She keeps bringing it up. Is she doing this because she's trying to convince herself that she's not serious about him? All right, Lindsay wants to speak. Go.
Yes. She wants him out of the house. I'm just going to say that.
I think so, too,
because this keeps getting brought up, and she's like, we like our space, we like our things, and she's... never met, like, she's never really introduced her boyfriends to her mom, which I don't know if I think that that's weird, but they've been together for a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's awkward because, what, like 2 years?
Yeah.
2 years is a long time for you not to introduce them to anyone in your family.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's strange.
It goes to show how serious she's taken this relationship.
He looked kind of like, I don't know, the vibe was kind of weird at the election party as well. It's like, he was kind of like, like he was over it.
He was the yes man to her.
And you can kind of sense that. From her. Mm-hmm. She's kind of letting people know that this is her apartment, he's shacking up with her, but it does seem a little strange this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, a little awkwardness.
Right?
There.
Okay. Oh my gosh, this next scene we could have done without, I don't know why they added this stuff in sometimes, but Ramona was getting facial injections, which we all didn't really feel like looking at.
As gross as it was, I think I'm with Thomas on this, it's not gross, but as hard as it was to watch, interesting because it's interesting to see how that works, and she does look really good for her age, so I give her...
I want to say, it reminds me of, I don't know how I ended up doing this, but I follow the guy that does all the Kardashians.
Dr. Orion.
I love his Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think it's like the cool laser that he does on people.
He does cool laser.
Yeah,
so it gets all those under
little,
eye circles.
Yeah, all those
I only
little
know
because
my boyfriend knows him.
Oh, okay.
Works with
I was going to say, all those little white marks, it's like a full like resurfacing, and I feel like that's what she was having done. Yeah.
I feel like, well, I don't know about that. I feel like with that, that's something where I don't think you can actually walk out of the house for a while. I think there's I don't know if it like burns off some, or just takes off some layer of your skin or something, or like
the chemical peel off, does
maybe
that.
The chemical peel does. Okay. Yeah, maybe you're right then. Well, she was, the thing that I couldn't watch was when they pulled her lip and they put the needles inside of her lips.
Yes.
And I don't believe that she didn't know what she was getting done. She's like, she's just numbing me everywhere, so I don't know what she's going to do or whatever. I'm like, you don't know what you're about to get done to your face?
I'm still thinking about the needles and I'm like tense right now.
It's
I'm like,
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I appreciated the scene because, again, it's like one of those things on Housewives where they do these procedures, they keep it real, and I think for viewers to see like that don't have the money to do these types of procedures, it kind of elevates the show a little bit. It's like, oh, wow, she has all that time and money to do something like that. It's interesting, I guess. Like, just a filler, literally.
Yeah.
It's also working. She looks great.
She does look good.
She will tell you she looks great. Just ask her. Because that's all she did during that part of the
episode. Because she looks in the mirror and sees someone 15 years younger.
Oh, my God.
She's got a healthy sense of self, I would say.
She has self-love.
I was going to say something. I'm not going to. Sonia is... this was interesting. So Sonia was with Rocco tonight.
I like that.
And it was funny. Lindsay was like, you know, because she was like, Frenchie? And then we were thinking, no, it's not Frenchie. This is Rocco. But then she literally, 2 seconds after Lindsay brings it up, she's like, oh, so I'm torn between Frenchie and Rocco. She's got these two Frenchies in a sense, but one of them, she clarifies, is the marriage guy and one is the guy for sex. So was she saying that there are men in life you marry and men in life you have sex with, meaning that when you are married, you can still have other men to have sex with?
I don't think so.
Okay, so she said she kind of put them into piles.
Like, I'm glad she brought up that conversation because I feel like in LA, that's how people feel like too. Like, there's the people that you like hook up with, and there's people that you present yourself a different way. I don't know if I'm speaking just for myself, right? I mean, I think that Ramona brings that energy to the show, and I appreciate like her realness, and it's nice to see her with that guy. You know, with
Sonia.
Sonia, I'm sorry, So it's not, like, it was
Sonia.
Refreshing. Yeah, I know.
You said one thing wrong. He never gets anything wrong. It's perfect.
I I like her with Rocco. Like I said, I mean, that's her marrying type
guy.
And I watched the show yesterday so I could catch up on everything that had happened. Dorinda Cray last week.
Oh, out of control. Yes, girl. Yeah.
Out of control. I didn't get to watch your guys' show, but I watched the episode and I was like, oh, I wonder what they said about
it. It was like a switch.
Because speaking of which, I have news.
Yes. So of course you do, Megan Stecker.
So how Dorinda said...
Wait, can we get some news music?
Oh. It's not that big a deal.
All right, fine.
So how Dorinda said, not well, bitch, with like the side hand and the whole thing. So I tweeted... Every time someone asks me this week how I'm doing, I'm going to reply with, not well, bitch. And I tagged Dorinda and Michael Rappaport. And Michael Rappaport retweeted it.
Oh
so God. Every single day I'm getting so many people retweeting it. And I'm like, this is my biggest tweet of all time.
That should be a pin tweet.
Megan, I have to go and retweet that. I didn't even know you did that. That's awesome.
It was
It's genius.
It was great.
I can't believe he liked it and retweeted it. I was like, yes, I made it.
I want people to know that these people, they really do respond. Like if you tweet them the right thing, the funny thing, they will respond. They will retweet it. They will talk to
and
you.
And Dorinda tweeted back a heart.
Of course she did.
Queen.
That's amazing.
But Dorinda, you didn't text me back about coming on the show. That's okay.
Dorinda,
we'd
love to have you.
Dorinda, join us, please.
That's okay. Just go, MIA, but that's okay. At least she knows we exist.
Yes.
She'll come back someday. So the Frenchie and Rocco situation, I just thought that was really interesting to see the way Sonia looks at men in general.
I find it interesting she keeps dating these young men that she doesn't... that she knows is just a sexual relationship, but, like, does she not want to be married? Is that why she keeps doing that? Or is she just waiting for a marriageable type person to
Rocco seems
propose?
Like he's an eligible candidate.
Well, and I'm wondering why she doesn't pursue it more wholeheartedly, because it seems like she pursues dating the younger men.
Yeah, you could tell the chemistry at the dinner table. Like, you know, they were having a great time. It feels like he was really vibing with her and connecting, so she should really take up Rocco. I think that's who she needs in her life. I think she's already done the younger guys and all the extras that she's done.
I think she's not ready to settle down yet.
Yeah.
I think she feels like there will be a time and she can have anybody she wants when she wants them.
Mm-hmm. I think she's in that place right now too, where she can kind of date that younger guy and it's working out. Obviously, she's still able to pick up these younger guys that are very attractive and that she can have fun with. So she's not quite ready to settle down. She knows that she should, and that's her future. But right now, while she's young and fun, she can do the younger guy thing.
Well, she should be careful because that's what she did with Tom. And now Tom is on a, you know, yacht, private plane with Luann. So kind of like, I feel like she has to, like, know when to, you know, make her move.
Yeah.
Because she kind of missed that one. And it kind of like, when I see Rocco, I kind of get that Tom vibe. It's like, this was like your Tom, or that was the kind of guy that you were with. And now he's off the market.
Do you think she has to pick up the bill when she's with the younger guys?
Yes.
All right. Well, then. I think you want to feel taken care of sometimes when you're dating, so I feel like she has to go back and forth. It's like the good looks and then, you know, getting taken care of.
And I'm sure they do pay occasionally, but I feel like it's more of a she's covering that with them.
Right, and so do you think that her dates maybe aren't as grand?
Yeah.
Because she's like, I might have to pay for this one, so let's go
I mean, weren't they in France?
We're going to Shake Shack.
Weren't they on a vacation together? So who paid for the vacation?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I feel like there's a lot of, like, hooking up. Like, she goes to their place, they go to hers. There's not, like, a lot of dates with the younger guy.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go to Shake Shack and, like...
Right, exactly.
In and out.
She'll be like,
Taco
let's
Bell.
Order in.
That's interesting. But, so, Bethany, that we're going to Bethany and Ramona, and she's not going to go to the birthday. She makes it very clear. She's like, I'm just not going to do something that I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and we all know, you know, spoiler alert, she doesn't go. After. She doesn't actually go to the birthday. She does not show up. She's known Ramona for a long time, and Ramona's done a lot of weird things to Bethany, and Bethany has gotten over all of them. Do you think in this case, being a 60th, that she should have went?
I do.
I agree. I agree with the drive-by, Dorinda said. Yeah. She's like, just drive-by. A drive-by, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Because last year when Bethany had that surgery with when she was having major, like, female surgery stuff, Ramona showed up and was like, I'll just hang out here.
Good point.
And was really a good friend. Good and I'm not point. Saying that you can't have moments if somebody does something that's really hurtful. And Bethany also made a good point by saying it was my birthday the day before Ramona said that to me, and she never said happy birthday.
I think that was interesting. She prides herself on being such a good friend, always keeping in touch, always texting. And Bethany has made a point of, in the past, of saying, like, Ramona always texts me and checks up on me when I'm going through something. So I thought it was interesting that she forgot to wish Bethany a happy birthday.
I think it might have been intentional. I mean, I feel like it was intentional, to be honest. Because, I mean,
wait, what do you mean intentional?
When like, not reaching out to Bethany on her birthday.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that with Bethany, like, her stance, I think that she's been through all this with Ramona so many times that this is kind of sending a message that you're not going to do this. And I think it was below the belt talking about Bryn, especially during this crazy time. So her not going to Ramona's, it's kind of like sending a message. Like, I don't care if it's your 60th birthday. Yeah. Like, if we're going to be friends, like, we're not going to do those types of things, especially on camera when people are watching.
Would Ramona have done, would she have gone to Bethany's party if the tables were flipped?
I think she would have done a drive-by and tried to be like, I came. You're welcome, Bethany.
With a gift and
burgers. Yeah.
Ramona is more of, I shouldn't even say this, media.
Then
like,
say it, then say
media,
it.
Like, seeking.
Like, yeah.
She wants to be on camera.
She wants to be on camera, right. So she's going to make a drive-by.
That goes to show how Bethany really, I mean, this is the second time we've seen Bethany skip a party. In the past, what?
She gives two episodes? Zero Fs.
Zero Fs. And it keeps her going, I'll tell you. That's the thing about her that we all love.
I'm sad we didn't see too much of her tonight.
Yeah, we're not... Oh, damn, I know.
Maybe she's doing other... Well, she's doing other things, so I guess...
For her to balance moguling that business and then her time with Bryn, because what we know, like, if she has Bryn on her days, she, like, doesn't film. She's like, forget about it. So I think... That's why we see so much less of her the past couple of seasons. I'll take what we can get. She really is an all-star.
I wish we could see her with Bryn.
I know.
Because Bryn is
Will
so
we
cute.
Ever be able to?
It's interesting to just hear, like, she's six, and it's like, wow, like, we don't see her ever.
Unless Jason, like, lost all parental rights by going, like, how...
So this is all because of Jason.
Going. Yeah. I think he'll never grant her the right to put Bryn on television because I think he doesn't want that for Bryn, and also it's kind of like F you, Bethany.
Yeah, he's not giving her everything.
Even guys are nodding your heads. You agree in this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So
I think Jason's going out of his way to make sure she's not on the show, yeah.
Would you want to see her if she was on the show? Would you?
I think so. I think it adds another element to Bethany.
Yeah.
Because we're so used to seeing, you know, Miss Independent, Miss on her own, but she's more emotional, I think, with family.
Yeah.
I do something creepy where, like, if somebody's kid's not allowed on television, but you're dying to know, like, how much they've grown up or, like... What do they look like now? Like, I'll Google them.
Yeah.
I'll be like, Bethany and Bryn, and see, like, the latest paparazzi pictures of her just, like,
that's
taking
not that
her
creepy. I do that, too.
It's too weird, because they're, like, not allowed on television, but I'm, like, dying to know, like, how big Bryn is, and what does she look like now? Because it's, like, we watched her a couple, you know, two, three years on Bethany's reality show, and now I'm, like, how big is she? You know?
I don't think that's creepy at all. You see, like, picture, it will pop up, like, Bethany getting her from school and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She is, oh, my God, she looks just like Jason.
Like, that's a clone. What's so
she always did.
But, like, and a clone, like, now.
And now it's like.
Jason with blonde hair.
Isn't that the worst with divorced couples? Like,
yes.
Like how Reese Witherspoon's kids look exactly her.
I know.
That's not too big of a problem when your kids look like Ryan Phillippe, though. I think
Well, it's like her daughter looks exactly like her. And I'm sure when they first broke up, Ryan was like, God damn it, take it away.
Oh, you mean she looks like Reese, the daughter?
Yeah, their daughter.
Yes, absolutely.
They're like twins.
I know.
Basically.
So Bethany has to look at Jason every day. But she's such a cute version of Jason. But still, like, I understand what you're saying. It always happens with divorces. Weird. Okay, so the election party that I was disappointed with, but it was.
I thought it was cool. Heather,
you liked it?
We got a drive-by by Heather.
Heather.
Yeah.
It was nice to see her.
It was nice to see her, for sure. Yeah, we love her.
I liked everybody's little, like, just the little quick things we did get that were funny as far as, like, the gay Republican friend and, like, people busting out, like, their t-shirts or their white pantsuits. Like, that was fun.
It happened really fast, though, right? It was
The party was over fast.
It was totally way too fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Dorinda leaving kind of disappointed me. I wanted to see... A little more, like, they didn't even wait to see that Trump was actually elected. They were like, okay, I have to go before he gets elected, basically.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember checking Facebook that day and just seeing people just posting stuff before it even happened. So I feel like everybody was just kind of in that, like, somber moment where they didn't want to believe it was true. Like Carol said, she's like, I just wanted to go to bed and wake up and know that it was a bad dream.
But you're on a show.
And
can you, like... We're relying on you and your, you know, reactions. But, yeah, it didn't last as long, I agree. It should have been a little bit longer.
Should have been longer.
Carol's sad the next day. She's reading a letter. What was the letter? Can you...
She said it was a toast that didn't happen.
Going to get at the party.
I totally missed that. Someone came up to me.
That was so heartfelt.
Someone was talking to me.
I was, like, very surprised she wasn't more emotional because I actually cried the entire next day. Like, I was very afraid for our country and, like, what his being elected meant for women and minorities. And I was freaking out. And I was hysterical crying the whole next day. Like, I don't remember the last time I was that upset. And for somebody as wound up about the election as Carol, I just thought maybe they should have followed her a little more, showed a little more dramatic stuff that day.
Totally.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was all so over so quick.
So quickly.
They promoted all of this as part of the season, so I think we were expecting more.
Carol's not a super-duper dramatic person, though.
Correct. True.
So, you know, you can only see someone crying so much before you're like, okay, let's see the next scene, because then you're over it, almost. And not that I'm saying we wouldn't have appreciated her sentiment and, you know, like, empathized with her, but... You know, like, she's not a dramatic person. She's not going to throw some big, like, angry thing. She's like, Donald Trump is our president-elect, where there's a lot of people that I know that won't even call him the president. So for as much as she pushed against him, I appreciate her saying that and her what's it called? She just, very graceful about handling it. She be sad, of course.
Yeah.
I thought she handled it really, really well.
Is that why we were so excited for the anticipation of this episode? Because we wanted to see Carol be dramatic?
Maybe break down and freak out.
We all didn't get to see that.
I think maybe that's
good point, Lindsay. That's what it is. It's that she's not dramatic. So we were like, oh my God, I want to see her. I want to see what the heck these people are saying. It's going to be so crazy. Yeah, kept us totally wanting more. So Ramona was then, let's see, Ramona drinking champagne, trying on... birthday dresses. Mm. The red one again. She wore red to her last birthday.
And everyone wore red.
Everyone wore Bethany red, but she didn't wear it to this one because she didn't know that this was her birthday party, but she wore black. But yeah, she's trying on the dresses, and Carol comes in, and Carol's like, the irony is not lost on me that we're trying on dresses right after Trump was elected and like all this, whatever. And then they're talking about Bethany a little bit, and she's like, Ramona's like, I'm so excited that I get to, like, bond with you without Bethany in the room. And she's like, don't talk about that. Don't say that. And Ramona's like, well, I just never really get to hang out with you without Bethany or whatever. What did you guys think of Bethany and Ramona's reaction to Bethany not wanting her around, not wanting her to be at the party, the election? Was it the election party, or what party was Ramona referring to when she was talking to her? She's like, oh, the party... I'm not going to be with her or something.
I think that was the election party, right?
Yeah. Ramona talked about her party, which Carol said, surprise thing. And then she's like, what? And she's like, what? I don't know. And she's like, and then Ramona just went on as if she didn't hear it, which I almost thought was slightly fake.
Yeah.
Like, totally she knew there was a surprise party then.
Oh, okay.
But
at the election party, because she wasn't invited to the election party. That's what it was.
She got disinvited.
Disinvited, right. Yeah, sorry. It's like third grade. Yes. I don't know. I feel like every time I see Ramona and Carol in a room together, I just feel so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, odd pairing. Because I feel like Carol doesn't really tape with too many of the women. I usually see her with Bethany. Mm-hmm. So when you see her with a different person, it's kind of like she's missing somebody like on TV. But
it's nice to see her spreading it around a little because the rest of the cast was so wound up about her only taping with Bethany all the time.
Yeah,
so
at the reunion, they definitely let her know how she was being portrayed on TV.
I thought it was big of her, as upset as she was over the election stuff, to, like, say, that's okay, I'm going to go tape with Ramona. Her, number one political enemy.
Yeah.
Ramona.
For her birthday dresses of all occasions. And I'm sure she had a couple of champagnes before.
Her birthday month.
Right. So then we have, I'm just going to jump to the birthday if that's cool with you guys.
Do you think about Ramona starting that drama with Bethany? Do we think it was intentional or not?
You mean the drama from last
from
week?
From
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago. Because I feel like it's going to carry on for
probably
a few weeks.
It was intentional.
You think it was intentional?
I think it was her way of creating some rift between somebody.
Or just between them as Ramona?
I don't think she thinks that far into things. Otherwise, she wouldn't get herself into half the things she gets herself into. I think in the moment, she just wanted to get her riled up. And then she doesn't think about consequences like 6 months down the line, I don't think. Or she wouldn't have done it. I don't know.
Maybe
she would have. I don't know.
It's just... I don't know.
I'm only asking because I feel like it's going to carry on, especially on the next episode.
I mean, I would have been just as offended as Bethany for the way that Ramona was phrasing it. Ramona just is not that smart to me. So I don't know what her motives were in that moment. I'm undecided.
I think it's interesting because she is picking fights with one of the main people on the show, so it kind of makes her relevant. It keeps the show going.
Well, she's
it keeps
a main the Ramona too, Costa. Though.
Yeah.
She's an OG.
Yeah.
They're both OGs.
She is an OG too, but I feel like starting drama with Bethany, it kind of makes the show because there wouldn't be like a storyline would be following.
That's a good point. Do you guys think that, did you guys see the episode a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that it was intentional that Ramona did what she did to Bethany? Like, where there was a bigger
Bringing
reason
up Bryn.
For it?
Yeah, we were actually just talking about this before this episode.
Oh, wow.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
it was funny. No, we were saying that, yeah, it was, because I think Bethany tries so hard to not be the recipient of drama on the show. Like, for last season, she was the one who brought up the text to Luann, but had nothing to do with Bethany. So I think it's Ramona's way of trying to get Bethany involved, because they know the show will be better if Bethany's involved in something.
But see, I feel like Bethany's not going to bite. She's avoided conflict by avoiding the party up in the Hamptons. And then now avoided Ramona's birthday. And so she's keeping herself kind of far from it until next week when she's going to get confronted with it. But I think she's trying to avoid the drama.
We saw how Bethany is when she's feeling awkward. Remember when she had that party last year at her house with Dorinda and her boyfriend? Mm-hmm. So we kind of can see how she feels in awkward situations. So it would have been interesting if she would have came.
Yeah.
Sorry, my mom just texted me. She just landed. Just wanted to make sure she was okay.
Oh, good.
I wasn't texting for any other reason to that person that got mad. Okay.
I know. They go in.
I know, right? Please. Okay. So, Harry Dupin. Oh, wait. I'm just jumping in. I just love Harry Dupin. Okay. So, Ramona, it's her surprise party. We're not sure if she's going to show up. Risky, risky thing by Dorinda.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, with Ramona. And she's got these dates every 5 minutes that she's going on. So, did you guys think that she was going to potentially not show up to her birthday? Because the way that they edited it, and maybe the way it actually went down, because Dorinda's in a car, and then she gets in a taxi.
I don't know. Maybe she probably wasn't even going to go, and maybe the producers had to say something.
I feel like the producers stepped into this, because I feel like Ramona was like, I'm going on my date. You know, Dorinda's not here. She's late. I don't know when she's coming. And the producer stepped in and said, actually, we have to take you, like, you have to go to this thing first and meet with Dorinda. We have to put you there first.
She probably should have invited that guy to her party because she
definitely
paid him zero attention.
Oh, my God. We have to
really
talk about that. That was so weird.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
He shouldn't have gone anyway.
Yeah.
Really? Okay,
no.
Okay, we have a lot to talk about. So did you think she was going to not show up potentially?
I thought she was going to pull the drive-by. I thought she was going to really appreciate the party and be like, but thanks, I have a date. It was so lovely to see all of you. I have another party planned for us all, too. I'll see you then. Like, I thought she was going to do that.
Oh, my God. So wait, we're supposed to believe that she was out with George, correct? And then she left being out with George and went...
No.
She was on the way to see George.
She was on the way to see George. Oh, okay. Because I thought it was kind of weird that they split and then went back. Okay, that's what I missed. So... She was on her way to see George.
Well, so she was at home and didn't want to wait for Dorinda to pick her up because Dorinda was running late. So she got in a cab and went to the place they were supposed to go together, which was her surprise party.
Oh, see, I thought that she was in the car, that Dorinda was in the car outside of her home and that Ramona just left. It was like,
no.
Oh, that would have been so much juicier, though. Damn, okay. I'm going to stick with what I thought. So then Ramona shows up at her party and she's literally shocked. Like, she's so shocked that she stood there so long the elevator almost shut on her.
I love that was great. They really surprised her.
She looked really good because I was waiting for her to say, like, oh my God, I'm not ready for this. Like, this is my birthday.
Mm-hmm. And as much as many people have opinions about Ramona, she has a lot of friends that stick by her no matter what. So it just kind of shows, like, you know, you kind of love and hate her, but a lot of people are there to support her as well.
Or they're fake friends.
Absolutely fake friends. I feel like so many of them are fake. She's on a show. She's
the
like
New York social climbers, yeah.
Yeah, she's a total... I mean, when she walks down the street in New York, everyone knows who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's true.
I'm a pretty real person. If I got invited to Ramona's birthday party, if I was covering it for AfterBuzz or something like that, I would go. And any other circumstance, I wouldn't go.
What?
Really?
Nope. Wait a minute.
I don't... Because I don't care... Oh. I don't need to be in that fake environment.
I'm not a fake person. She's a real Bethany over here.
Damn, I'd go.
Lindsay Frankel.
I'm not going to do that.
I don't even have to answer. I know Megan and I would go. Megan, you'd go.
Hands down.
Definitely.
If it was Jill Zarin,
okay.
Oh, I would be there in a heartbeat.
Would you guys go?
I would go in a heartbeat.
Okay. Yeah. Would you go?
Totally.
Okay. Would you, Tom?
Well, I mean, would be there.
Yeah. You, like, have to go to, like, watch how everyone behaves. Yeah. At the very least, you have to be, like, in a corner scoping out, like, how drunk does everyone get?
Absolutely.
What are they saying to each other? Like, who's not talking to who? Like, you have to at least
while
be there.
While you're Instagram and Snapchatting away.
Absolutely. Of course. Mm-hmm. Live streaming the whole thing. Okay, so Ramona is just so surprised. She gets on the floor. She, like, falls on the floor.
And, she had to up the level of excitement right there. Yeah, she had to fall to the ground.
She had to. Scarlett O'Hara over there. And then we see Harry Dubin. Harry Dubin makes an appearance on every season of New York Housewives. This is what I forgot. And I am ashamed to say this, but it wasn't until I saw the flashback that I was like, oh my God. He asked Luann. He gave Luann a ring before.
Mm-hmm. Gave
Sonia the ring.
No, wait. Okay, good.
Sonia,
I wasn't wrong. Because I thought
Sonia
that he gave...
Sonia the ring and left with Luann.
Oh, right. Okay, so I can... guys, we didn't bring this up, but we should have brought this up episodes ago, after shows ago, because it really makes a lot more sense why Sonia is so mad at the situation with Tom and Luann.
Mm-hmm. It's the second guy she...
Second guy she is left
that
with.
That Lou
and
stole right out from under her.
Sonia's recycling center of guys.
I mean, that's kind of what Sonia was saying. She's like, my friends should get other friends or whatever. They should take all my friends. She meant to say Luann should find other people than just my people.
Luann is like a real sloppy seconds. Like,
yes.
She's like, bring it on. I'll take
God,
a bump.
I can't stand
did you
those
guys
people.
Remember this, though? Because we've been talking about this, and I feel like we've been trying to figure out why Sonia's so scorned, but like, how the heck did we not bring this up?
Yeah. That's, I think, a good part
totally
of it.
I totally forgot about this.
But then
I'm
Sonia.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Then Sonia, and I don't know, like, how...
Sonia needs to get with Rocco.
Sonia needs to get with Rocco, yes.
Do you think Luann will take Rocco, then? And, like, leave Tom?
If Tom doesn't work out.
She's not engaged.
Sonia needs to date someone off the grid.
That's hard for her.
Somebody, like, downtown.
Harry was off the grid, right? And then Sonia... And then Luann...
Oh, Harry's kind of at a playboy, like... Didn't he date what's-her-name? The one with the fake leg?
Oh, yeah. Aviva.
Yes.
Slept with her, too.
No, wait.
Yeah.
God, I forgot about Aviva.
Wait, weren't they married?
Wow. They were married. Yes. That was
They were married.
So, I mean, this guy's been around the block. He's been getting it with the housewives.
That's
to
so
keeping
gross.
Himself right in there. So, I mean, she's got to get somebody else. I was in New York. There are plenty of attractive, wealthy men around New York. Plenty. That would be willing to take care of Sonia and do all the things that she wants to do. With that, maybe they don't have the name, but plenty of men that are wealthy and would be
Wall
gentlemen
Street.
And that wouldn't be messing around with five other housewives.
Do you guys agree? Do you think that Sonia is scorned so much because really, like, this is the second guy Luann is left with, in a sense?
I think yes, definitely. And I also think I don't think Sonia's trying to get married.
Okay, yeah, right.
I think Luann was like, definitely, like, I need to get married. Like, who's the next guy I can get married
to? Do you think she regrets not wanting to get married to Tom now that Tom's with Luann?
I think so.
I don't know. Sonia's so kooky, I don't know what she's thinking.
Yeah.
You never know.
All right. Well, I mean, I think that I think that you always want what you don't have anymore. I think she wants it just to be that Tom is forever single, and she's forever single, and they can date everybody, and then they can go back to each other. She doesn't want to, like, let go of that part of her life. Harry Dubin and Luann, did they have an interaction? No, right? It was just like, hi, goodbye.
She could have got Irish goodbye,
so.
She might have been gone before then. Who knows how the editing played out.
Do you think that Tom really had a dinner? That he couldn't be there because he's going to go pick up Luann at the birthday?
I don't think so. And I think he should have been there because that would have been way more intense and it would have been interesting.
Do you think Luann forbid him?
I don't think she wanted him there, obviously, for reasons that Sonia was... It was going to turn into what it turned into last year on the boat, and she didn't want that, but it would have been great for us to see that.
So great.
Would have been great, but it also would have taken the focus away from Ramona's birthday and been on some other drama. She's going to have another party, but this way the focus was on her and the party versus being the situation between Tom, Sonia, Ramona, and Luann.
Right.
True.
I'm all for no drama, you guys. I'll just watch boringhousewives.com.
Right? Sonia says that Harry Dubin's the itch that she cannot scratch.
That was hilarious.
She can't. Oh, my God. And then it's interesting. Sonia is a little bit upset at Tinsley. Tinsley's always in trouble with Sonia. Warning, guys, if you're going to have a sleepover at Sonia's, there are guidelines. Yes. Sonia needs to write a book on if you're going to sleep over, these are the things you have to do. You have to be you have to invite me everywhere. You have to get me a drink anytime we're out anywhere. I have to know where you are at all times. Like,
I would have anxiety being Sonia's roommate, because it sounds like it would be very, like, a list of things that you need to do, and I couldn't live under those circumstances.
Don't you guys think she treats Tinsley?
Yes.
Like one of her interns.
Yeah. Yes.
You have to get me a drink. I may not be drinking, but I want to wet my whistle too. I literally feel like it's an assistant to Sonia, and especially because Tinsley's young.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she looks like she could be one of her interns because she looks so young and vibrant and stuff. Yeah. So, I feel like she's kind of treating her like
an intern.
Mm-hmm. I think she enjoys having the new housewife be like her little buddy for the season. Yeah. So she's like, finally someone I've got the one up on, you know?
Yes.
Well, it was kind of nice that you can kind of tell Tinsley's personality. Like, she switched the dress. She's not trying to make it about her.
Yeah.
And I kind of appreciate that, but we're 5 episodes in and we're not really getting a sense of who Tinsley really is.
Agreed.
So hopefully we'll get to see more of that. And I don't know, with the rules that Sonia has, I don't know how good of a friendship that they have, but this might, you know. I think somebody said that a friendship gets completely destroyed this season. I think Bethany said that to Extra. So I think that, I don't know who it is. We'll have to see.
Mm. Well, Sonia's on her way. If it's them.
She's going down that path.
Yeah. I don't think Ramona and Bethany will ever not be friends, just because I feel like it shows who Bethany really is, the fact that Bethany forgave Sonia. It shows how forgiving she is. If she can forgive Sonia for basically taking the name of her company or like a less version of her company, but still doing all that shady stuff. She was really, like, she did not want to ever speak to Sonia again, and now she does. So I think that she will forgive Ramona, but this is also about Brynn, and I feel like that's a very sensitive subject for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes when you, even if you have, like, long friends of 10 years, if you just take that one wrong, like, road, it could end a friendship, so we'll see how it pans out.
Jorge, let's talk a little Jorge, a little George tonight.
Oh.
Poor George. So he shows up. Ramona's like, hey, it's a surprise birthday for me. Do you want to show up? And he's like, okay. He gets there, and they're talking awkwardly for like 2 minutes. At first, she's like, what's your name so I can put you on the list? She's calling him Mr. whatever his last name is. She doesn't even know his name. He shows up, and I understand it's her birthday. She needs to make the rounds. And she doesn't have to bring him every single place. I get that. Like, it doesn't mean that she invites somebody that all of a sudden that person has to be around with every person she talks to. But it was so, she turned her back on him. She didn't say, like,
here's some friends to talk to.
Yeah, if she kept it open and said, these are my friends, then she walked away and they were in a conversation. Did you guys think she was super rude to George?
I thought she was. And I thought that was kind of shade. I mean, did she really not know his name? I mean, I really can't imagine. Yep. You really think so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I felt like that was kind of a little shade to kind of play off the fact that this isn't as serious as it is. It's just like a whatever. And so it kind of downplayed the velocity of like her date, maybe.
Wow.
I don't know.
I thought, yeah, that she didn't remember his name at all, truly. And it was like the rudest thing ever. She said, yeah, just chill.
Whoa!
Just chill with 250 people you don't know.
He was, like, standing there so awkwardly.
All she needed to say was, like, I had no idea my friends were throwing me this surprise party. We should reschedule. If she wasn't going to give him the time of day when he showed up, she shouldn't have invited him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She shouldn't have invited him. And his bad. Don't go. It's a birthday party.
Really?
It's your first date. You're going to go to somebody's birthday party?
Super rude if he didn't show up? She just said it's her birthday. He's like, I can't make it. I was going to go on a date with you. I'm not going to your birthday.
No. Just, I would say, you know what? Have a great time with your friends. I'd love to reschedule with you when you're available and take you out to celebrate your birthday.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Thanks, guys.
You know? What did you think?
I like that. Damn. See, I see two sides of it. I feel like there's one side where it's like, okay, you were just told that the person you were going to go on a date with, it's her 60th surprise birthday. It's super classy if you take the trek down wherever the heck that party is. You show up maybe with some flowers and you're like, you know, I know we're going to reschedule our date, but like a drive-by. He could have done a drive-by.
Okay, yeah. I agree with that.
But not make her feel like she has to go around and make the rounds with him. But I think a drive-by would have been super classy. So I think if your idea and my idea had a baby, it would be the best idea.
I'm okay with the drive-by. Okay, I'm okay with him literally picking up flowers going, hey, I just wanted to come by and say hi, happy birthday, you look radiant.
Gotta have a piece of cake and leave. Yeah. Okay, great.
Can we, what the heck was her wish? Like, what was she reciting?
Oh, oh God, okay, what, did you see her eyes?
She goes, I gotta make a long wish. And then she's like,
what? But the crazy eyes came out. Crazy eyes came out. She literally stared at him and she was like,
Those are walking down the runway.
I was like, what is about to explode? Something's going to explode somewhere. Yes, Megan, what was that? What did she wish for?
I cannot, in like, I don't know if she was making a wish for every part of her life. Like, I need to find my new husband.
What did Avery, you wish like, for on your birthday?
I literally wish for one thing every time, and like it's quick, and I don't, you know, have to say it out loud with my lips moving, and like she went on and on and on. I was like, what?
It was probably longer, and they edited it to trim it down.
Yeah, probably did. They probably did that though.
I think on Watch What Happens Live it would be a really funny skit if like they had her like they had like the music playing like da na na and everybody's just standing there like oh my god and she's like still wishing and she's just still wishing like 20 minutes down the line.
They funny. Probably did cut something with that moment.
Yeah. We'll oh my god. Okay, so then we see Sonia and Ramona outside on the balcony, and Ramona's, I think, had a couple drinks at this point.
Yeah, yes. You can tell. You can definitely tell. She is on that Pinot.
She's not happy with Bethany. Yep. And she's not happy with Bethany not being there. And Sonia doesn't agree. Sonia's like, well, you brought up her daughter. You know, her daughter's only 5. And Ramona is so crazy. She goes, she's 6.
And people really? Are savvy.
Really?
People are savvy.
She's 6. A 6-year-old is savvy.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not saying that they're not, but...
I mean, it just shows you where she's at in her head to say that.
As defensive as she is about this, I almost think it wasn't a calculated thing. It's like she literally has no idea that the way she phrased this was so insanely rude.
That's what we agreed upon, that she wasn't thinking ahead, right? She's not thinking 6 months down the line. See, I think, Thomas, I think you give her too much credit sometimes.
Well, this is for, like, long run. I think Bethany is going to forgive her because this is, like, what Ramona does. So, again... And she gets a pass for that type of behavior. It's like, I think I wrote, it's like her normal behavior. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's just who she is.
It's like a pattern.
Diarrhea of the mouth.
I know you guys didn't really agree with the Lisa Rinna comparison, even though Lisa's like newer, but it's kind of like she does things for the show, in my opinion. So
I think she does do things for the entertainment value, for sure. But it makes you wonder, does she go home, watch herself, and study and see like what people are tweeting her about? Like, she has to know at this point, being on the show so long, what makes people want to watch her. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that that's how Ramona is? That she doesn't really... That she knows exactly what it is that makes people mad at her?
I think the thing about Ramona is that she is just a character of her own. Like, she does not think, like, I'm gonna do... Like, not that I'm gonna do this for cameras, but I think she just, like, runs at her own pace. Yeah, you know? So whatever she says, it's, like, gold. Yeah. So I think producers are like, get what she said, you know?
Really? Okay, so you don't think it's more, like, strategic?
No.
Okay.
And if it is strategic, it blows up in her face. Because, like, she wasn't thinking ahead enough.
Yeah. She's still stuck by it. She doesn't think she did anything wrong. Mm-hmm. She thinks she did nothing wrong in this whole situation.
Unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable.
And there's Sonia, just kind of her extra.
Oh my god, she's like, she says, Bethany's holding a grudge. I think she needs to apologize. I think Bethany would forgive her.
I think, yeah, she just needs to apologize.
Mm-hmm. Bethany, she's the apologizer. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen that yet with her. Is she not doing the apologizer this season? Well, I haven't seen any apologies yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Superhero. She's in a great place in her life. She doesn't want to apologize right now.
Right. We didn't see, what's her name? Ramona's daughter, but that's probably because she was in school.
Avery, right?
Okay. And we didn't see, I don't know, I still have this weird thing where I think, like, Mario might walk in.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I don't know. God. Or he would, like, send a car. Like, it makes you wonder what's going on at this time in her life. Like, that she's on the show right now. Like, is he watching her? Does he check in to see who she's dating? Is she doing dating for sure. So he sees it? Like,
yeah,
I think he would be a little obsessed, like, just seeing everything, because he got to live that life as, you know, her husband on the show, so he knows how the game has worked, and he, I'm sure, stalks her on social media.
Do we know his Twitter? I wonder if he tweets. We should check in and see what he's been up to and see, like, how he's taking it.
Do we know when
it.
Jill Zarin is going to be on the show?
I think is it a couple episodes from now?
I don't know, but I can't wait. I can't wait.
Right? We're an episode closer.
I'm really, and it better really not want to be get her like, on this show.
It better not be like how they did Kelly Ben Simone, like that quick, like, in and out. Like,
I don't want to drive by.
Yeah,
we don't want to drive by Zarin, okay? No. We want to full out Zarin Bethany confrontation. They're in. They're somehow make it to the same
locked
table.
Locked in an elevator together.
Locked in an elevator together for 6 hours. They have to hash it all out. Yes.
Ooh, that would be a spinoff.
That'd be amazing.
I hate to break it to you. I think Bethany had nothing to do with when Jill taped. I think it was like it's like a Luann wedding event. Mm.
No.
Bethany's not there.
Leave it to Megan. She knows everything about Bravo.
Spoiler alert. Oh,
spoiler. This is what happens when you have someone like Megan on our team. It's like moments like that. You just pop the balloon. All right. Well, anyway, can we get into some predictions tonight, guys?
Yes. Okay.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
It looks like the next episode we're seeing like a little taste of Luann's dress, her little lace and stuff like that. I'm actually interested to see where Sonia and Tinsley's relationship goes as time progresses, because if she's living in your home, then we'll have to see how it all pans out, because Sonia looks like she's oblivious to how she's treating Tinsley. And I don't know if Tinsley's the type to deal with that for a long period of time.
I think I have to just say I think Carol and Adam, there's going to be some breakup happening. Maybe a little break from the shack-up. I don't know.
With Bethany and Ramona's conversation, we're going to get the apologizer.
I was going to say same. I think that maybe for the fact that they are in their same room taping, Ramona kind of brings up the issue again. We're going to maybe get to a resolution sometime next week.
Do you guys have any predictions? I know you didn't see this episode, so no pressure. But any predictions? It doesn't have to be next episode. It'll be this whole season. Something crazy going to happen that you think?
I agree with Ramona definitely apologizing, as she always does.
Okay.
I think, and I don't know how much of a prediction this is, I think Luann is probably trying to keep her wedding as far away from the camera as possible.
You do? Okay.
Well, I think she would have been totally for it if all last season didn't happen. Because then she knows, like, oh, then they're going to try and bring Bethany to the wedding and do all that stuff.
Yeah, I think it would have been really bad if... Oh, yes, you're saying because the cameras would be there, that means everybody has to be there.
Like, right.
You can't... Well, is that really true? Because the party, the election party, I mean, Ramona wasn't at that because she wasn't invited to that. So does everybody have fair game to go to anything when the cameras are rolling, even if they're not invited?
I'm sure that they do, and all the producers let them know what's happening. Unless they specifically want to keep them apart. But when my friend was a producer on the show and handled Sonia, Ramona, and I can't remember who else she handled. She handled the one girl for a while, the brunette girl that had the twin babies.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Cindy.
She wrangled them, but she had to have... They all had to be in places, and they were scheduled to be there and try and wrangle Ramona, and Sonia was like death.
Poor thing, they gave her both of them. That's
I know.
An impossible job. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Hopefully they get paid a lot.
I hope so too.
Yeah, seriously. Well, guys, it's been an awesome show with you all again. Please, please be sure to comment, subscribe, rate us on YouTube, and you can find Megan at
Megan Stecker on all social media platforms.
And Lindsay?
You guys can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wagner or my blog, lindsaywagner.blogspot.com.
Thomas?
Hey guys, I'm always on my phone, so hit me up at Thomas Relina on everywhere on social media.
Do you guys want to put any of your social media up? I know you're behind the scenes a little bit, so...
No, we're good, but thank you so much.
So you don't want everyone to follow you and comment on that, right? You can find me at Ashley Daniels on Twitter and Miss Ashley Daniels on Instagram. Thank you so much. We will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.